In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. Stories That Soar is a Tucson nonprofit that encourages children to write stories, any story, about anything they can imagine. They use their stories to feed something called the magic box, and they often get the chance to see those stories made into professionally printed books or performed live as a play in front of their teachers and classmates. Next, Stories That Soar's Sharon O'Brien talks with Mary Anderson, a former teacher and current principal, about how the idea was born.
When I was asked to be on this show, you're the first person that came to mind as somebody that I wanted to talk to about Stories That Soar. I met you, 15 years?
Yeah,
16 years ago.
A long time ago.
When I was volunteering in your classroom when you were teaching our son's first grade, I was volunteering and I was kind of getting tired of correcting worksheets, and I asked you if I could do a play with the kids, and you said yes, and it brought me back to passion of theater, which I always did when I was younger, but I wasn't teaching theater yet, and your support and belief in me as a theater artist really got me on this path of moving into the School of Fine Arts and going to graduate school for theater education. So that's where I started Stories That Soar. As a teacher, how did you see that program impacting your student writing and actually even now as a principal?
I have to say, probably as a principal, when I watched the first production at Miller, I had coincidentally was standing near a little boy, and when his story was being acted out, he started to slump down. He didn't want anybody to know that was his story. He was thoroughly embarrassed. But then when he realized that everyone around him was laughing and enjoying the story, he popped back up, his shoulders went back, his head was held high, and he started to whisper that it was his story, because otherwise no one would have known.
Right.
I'll never forget that at the end, everybody was laughing hysterically with his story, and he was high-fiving everybody around him that was his story. And I thought, how empowering is that, that you right there validated his story, and 800 students validated that it was fun and exciting. And so I just think about him and for the rest of his life. Yeah. Writing will be fun for him because it was validated through the production.
Another one of my favorite stories with a show at Miller was when one of the little girls wrote about you. A number of kids wrote stories about you and how much they are excited and they love school and because of you, and how you always tell them they have to go to college. And one little girl wrote that she didn't want to ever leave Miller, and you told her, but you're going to have to because you have to go to college. And this little girl wrote about that conversation.
That's
and
right.
You agreed to get in the magic box.
At the beginning of the show.
And pop out of the magic box and deliver a line, which we've never had a principal be willing to get in the box or be small enough to fit in the magic box and pop out on stage. And I guess what I love about that story is that for kids to get to really see very directly and immediately that they can write, they can use their imagination, and they can actually make something happen.
So in the last 15 years or so, mm-hmm. how many lives have you touched with providing them this opportunity to write stories unstructured?
You know, it's such a good question, because just recently, a mother said, you know, her son had a book made and his story produced in the show. And she said, you know, I didn't know he was capable of that. And in a way, it was kind of sad that she didn't believe in her son's abilities until we saw it and showed it to her. She said that her son has come out of his shell. He's a new kid and he believes in himself, and she believes in him more. And that's just one example. After every show, we do post-show discussions, and we ask kids, what's your favorite part about writing for the magic box? And probably the most common answer is, I get to use my imagination. For them to say get to kind of makes me sad that they don't always feel that the liberty to do so, but they love it. And this gives them the opportunity to get to use their imagination.
That was Sharon O'Brien, the artistic director for Stories That Soar, talking with Mary Anderson, the principal at Lineweaver Elementary School. Stories That Soar will be at the Tucson Festival of Books, March 10th and 11th, on the U of A campus.